This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the second half of the new laws that come from the extra session.
It gives company the feeling that they're, you know, we're going to be here for them.
I think it's par for the course, so to speak.
House Bill 3 modifies various provisions governing agricultural economic opportunities. Missouri senators sent this measure to the executive branch on October 4th. The governor subsequently signed it into law the next day. The main part of this new law focuses on extending the sunset on certain economic benefits to 6 years. Senator Jason Bean of Holcomb handled House Bill 3 in the upper chamber.
But remember, when you bring businesses into Missouri to do value-added products that increase our price for our products, companies really don't look at 2 years. They want to know 6 years. They want to know you've got some viability. 2 years just wasn't enough. So that's why 6 years is so important.
During this year's regular legislative session, legislation that would have extended these sunsets for 2 years was vetoed, which is what helped prompt the extra legislative session. Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Independence adds, it was easy to move House Bill 3 through the legislative process.
These are mostly re-ups of programs that have existed for a very long time that the agriculture community has come to depend on. And I frankly believe that this is kind of the baseline for them at this point. Do I believe that it goes above and beyond to help the agriculture community? Probably not, but it maintains the status quo, which in my opinion is what they need and what they are asking of. And I don't think that's too much to ask for.
During discussion on the new law, the question of foreign ownership of state land came into question. Senator Bean says, despite the fact this item was not added to House Bill 3, he believes this subject will return to the Capitol next year.
I think we're going to definitely talk about it next session. I know that's a priority for several of us. To what degree we talk about that, I think we're just going to put some proposals together and see what makes the most sense for the reforms.
Senator Rizzo says he agrees with this assessment.
A long discussion on foreign ownership of farmland in the state of Missouri, which I can confidently say that Missourians and Americans should own farmland here in the state of Missouri. And I think I can say that pretty confidently without a lot of backlash from my colleagues.
In addition to the myriad of tax credits addressed in House Bill 3, this new law also makes changes to land surveys, sales tax exemptions for farm equipment, soybean producers assessment, local log trucks, specialty crops, and the Family Farms Act. This new law will take effect 90 days after the end of the extra session, which was October 4th. The same holds true for the other new law that comes from the extra session. Missouri senators also sent Senate Bills 3 and 5 to the governor on October 4th, which was signed into law the following day. Senate Bills 3 and 5 makes changes to the state income tax and adds reductions over the next few years with caveats that relate to the economy. Senate Bills 3 and 5 will also take effect at the beginning of the new year. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.